We're going to start on Daf Beis Amid Beis.
I recommend you resend the Zoom meeting, because I actually was unaware. I said to Jonathan that we didn't get the link, and he said you can use the old one. So I don't know if everyone knows that.
Yeah.
If you want to resend it right now to the group.
No, I'm not going to send it now. It's I think everybody knows it's the link that appears together with all the other links in my email. It's the signature of my email. And you'll see it'll say Wednesday night Masechet Yuma at 8:30, and that's where the link is.
I didn't know that you could use the same link. I thought you had it set up.
Yes. This link will go on forever until we cancel it. Until we finish Masechet Yuma, Mirtzasha. Okay then?
Yes.
So we're about 12 lines down from the top of Beis Amid Beis. And just to review what we spoke about last week in order to segue into our Shia tonight, the Gemara back on Daf Beis Amid Aleph was looking for a source for the halacha that there's Prisha, that we take the Kohen out of his house into a special Lishka for a week before Yom Kippur, and also for a week before the Sreif for the burning of the Paraduma. And the source was a pasuk in the Parsha of Miluim, which is in Vayikra, Perek Ches. Aaron gets a command from Hashem that he and his sons should leave their homes and remain in the Chatzar, in the Chatzer of the Mishkan, for the Yemei HaMiluim, which means the 7 days in which they would practice all they had to know for the Avoda, and that would be a preparation for the 8th day, which is the day of Chanukah HaMizbeach. And the Pasuk there says, Kasher Osa Bayom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasos Lechaper Aleichem, meaning similar to what happened during this period of time, Yemei HaMiluim, the 7 days of preparation, God commanded, that's called Tziva Hashem, and he has Lechaper Aleichem. So on the one hand, from the Pasuk Bayom Tziva Hashem Lasos, we're going to derive the Parah Aduma, and that requires 7 days of separation before the Kohen is ready to do the burning of the Parah Aduma to make the Mechatos. And Lechaper Aleichem teaches us Yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol again has to separate from his family for a week before Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara asks the following question. V'ema kapara de karbonos. How do we know that when the Pasuk speaks about Lechaper, it's referring specifically to Yom HaKippurim? After all, with regard to karbonos in general, there are many different kinds of karbonos, many different parshios in the Torah of karbonos, and the Torah repeats itself almost like a refrain, V'chiper Olav HaKohen, that the Kohen who's doing the avod on behalf of the person whose carbon is being brought is generating a kapara. He's bringing atonement on behalf of that person. So we see that the word lechaper is not just limited to Yom HaKippurim as one day in the whole calendar year, but rather the word lechaper could refer to all the karbonos, and maybe any Kohen who's preparing himself to do any avoda for any karbon should be poresh. He should be separated from his family for 7 days before the Hakrova. How do we know that this Pasuk Lechaper is referring specifically to the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim rather than all Karbonos? And maybe there's Halacha Prisha, requirement to Prisha, before every single Karbon. There, by the way, there's a long discussion here in the literature, in the commentaries, about what kind of Karbon we require Prisha. And it could be that we're talking about what's called a karbon tzibur. You know, there were two categories of karbonos. There was one karbon of a yachid, an individual who's obligated in a karbon. And there's another karbon which is called a karbon tzamid. tzibur. That's one carbon on behalf of the entire community. So it's possible what the Gemara wants to suggest here is that when the Kohen is preparing to do an avoda of a carbon on behalf of the entire community, that's very similar to the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. All the karbonos that he brought on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash were all on behalf of the entire community. But how do we know that this pasuk that requires prisha of 7 days is specifically honed in on the avoda of Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara gives the following answer. The Gemara says, Mi adinon hai kohen misrame deboile prisha. In the case of the Kohen Gadol, he's the only one on the face of the earth who has been given the charge and the responsibility to implement the avoda. No other Kohen can qualify for that avoda. But in the case of other karbanos, all the Kohenim are equal. There's no difference between the Kohen Gadol and the regular rank and file Kohen Hedjot. Which Kohen would be in charge of doing Prisha would be required to separate? We don't know up front which Kohen is going to be chosen to do the Avoda. And in that context, it makes sense to assume that if there's a halacha requirement to Prisha, then it would only refer to the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, because only on Yom HaKippurim is he the singular and exclusive Kohen who's in charge of that Avoda. And in the case of other Avodos, how can you tell a Kohen, you know, we'll tap a Kohen on the back and say you should separate for 7 days in preparation. He'll look at you like you're nuts. I mean, how do you know I'm going to be the Kohen to do the Avoda? Baruch Hashem, we have many Kohen. Amri, the Gemara, is not happy with this answer. Alamaloh, why couldn't it be possible that a Kohen who's going to be Makriv a Karbon should be Poresh? And if you'll argue we don't know which Kohen is going to be obligated to bring that Karbon and do the Avoda, well, Niboile Prisha Lekule Mishmeres Beis Av. The Kohenim were divided up into different groups. Each group was called a Mishmeres. And every single Mishmeres would have a week during the first half of the year and another week in the second half of the year, all total 2 weeks of Avoda. And there were 24 different Mishmaros, the 24 different groups. And that's the way they were divided up. Now, exactly how each Mishmeres was grouped together, it works like this. Every single Mishmar would get a full week, and every Shabbos there was a rotation, and the next Mishmeres would take over. They would pass the completing Mishmeres would pass the baton to the incoming Mishmeres, and that was the changing of the guard, so to speak. Now, each Mishmar was divided up into what's called 6 subcategories, which are called Batei Avos. And each Beis Av would serve 1 day during the course of the week. On Shabbos, on the other hand, the entire Beis Av would work together. So the bottom line is, the Gemara is arguing now that if we don't know which specific Kohen is going to be charged with the responsibility of bringing this particular Karmon, and that depends on which day of the week he's going to be in charge of the Avoda, well, why don't we give the Avoda and the requirement to Prisha to any potential Kohen, which would mean on any particular day to that particular group of Beis Av, or if you want to take the week as a whole, to the entire Mishmeres? So the Gemara answers, Dunin Davar Shekavu Lozman Mi Davar Shekavu Lozman. With regard to the Yemei HaMiluim that took place at the time of the Hakomas HaMishkan, when Aaron and his children were commanded to be Poresh for 7 days and prepare for the great day of the 8th day, we knew exactly when the Kohanim would have to do this Prisha. The calendar date was specific and certain. Same thing is true for the Yom HaKippurim of the Kohen Gadol. We know exactly when to start the Prisha 7 days before Yom HaKippurim. Lafuki Karbonos, but in the case of Karbonos, the Kol Yom Isnahu, a Karbon is not similar to the case of the Kohen Gadol, because every day they brought Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, and there was no specific day that was designated on the calendar for Karbonos. Every day was a hakrav of many, many Karbonos. This is not similar to Miluim, because again, in the case of Miluim, which is our paradigm case of Aaron preparing 7 days, we can identify exactly which 7 days in the calendar require Prisha. So too, in the case of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim. So we have a similarity here, and it makes sense that if the in the context of Miluim, the Torah says Lechaper, that you require Prisha for Lechaper, it would make sense that it would apply to the 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does his Avodah and Yom HaKippurim. But in the case of Karbonos, we could basically say that any day is a potential day for any carbon. There's no specific day for the carbon. So the Gemara asks, "V'ema regolim?" Right, 3 times of the year we have festivals. We have Sukkot, and we have Pesach, and we have Shavuos. And on these 3 holidays, we have specific carbonos that have to be brought on those days. And we are certain and predictable on a certain calendar day that there will be those karbonos being brought. So why not derive from this pasuk lechaper that those kohanim who will be in the anshei mishmar, their group would be responsible for, let's say, Sukkot, for example, a Pesach or Shavuos, that they should be required 7 days of prisha prior to the Yontif, on which they have to bring the Karbonos. And those Karbonos are specific, and they're predictable on the calendar. The Gemara rejects that possibility. Why? Dunin, we equate Dovar Shenoeg Pam Achas Bishona, mi Dovar Hanoeg Pam Achas Bishona. There's a striking similarity here between the Shiva Simei Miluim and 7 days in which the Kohen Gadol is going to prepare for the Avodah by doing this Prisha of Yom HaKippurim. In both cases, the preparation is for one time out of the year, 1 day out of the year. So the Kohanim will prepare for the 8th day of Miluim, on which they will begin to bring the Karbon on the Mizbeach after the erection of the Mishkan. And the Kohen Gadol will culminate his 7 days of preparation with that 1 day of Avoda on Yom HaKippurim. Masha Enkin, in contrast, Lafuki Regolim de Lav Pam Achas Bishana Ninu. Regolim will continue for a period of time. Let's say in the case of Sukkot, we'll have 7 days, and that'll be followed by Shmini Atzeres. In the case of Pesach, we'll have 7 days. Shavuos, the Gemara is going to take up a little bit later. So the Gemara again asks, V'ema regel echad. Maybe the word lechaper is referring to the carbon of one of the 3 regolim. In other words, until now, the Gemara saw the 3 regolim as a unit that's made up of 3 different parts. So the Gemara says that's not similar to Yom HaKippurim, which culminates in one particular day. So the Gemara says, let's choose one of the 3 regolim, and that regel will be like Yom HaKippurim, and we will prepare the Kohanim for that day of the regel, whether it be Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuos. And the Gemara says, v'chitem v'lo yadin en hayminayu. The Torah didn't specify one regel over the other, and it would seem that if we take Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos, they're all equal. There's no one single moed or regel that we can single out and decide that that regel requires Prisha. So again, we need Prisha for one particular day. Clearly, in the case of Yom HaKippurim, we have Prisha for that day of Yom Kippur. In the case of the Regolim, we have three different Regolim, and it's not a preparation for one day. And if you'll say, well, let him prepare for one of the three Regolim, I'll ask you which one of the three Regolim. The Gemara says, Ichag HaMatzos, maybe we should weigh in for Pesach. And that should be our first choice if we have to choose between the three Regolim. And why is that? Because Pesach Bo HaKosuv Tchila. If you open up to Shmos Perikov Gimel, or Vayikra Perikov Gimel, or Bamidbar Perikov Ches, or Dvarim Perik Tazayin, these are the four parashas in the Torah where the Torah goes through the Regolim. In each case, Chag HaMatzos comes first. So if the Torah gives precedence to Chag HaMatzos, maybe we should assume that the Prisha here is 7 days before Pesach. On the other hand, the Gemara says, you know what? I chaga sukos, maybe I could weigh in favor of sukkos. Hol umaruba mitzvoso. We have many mitzvahs on sukkos. On Pesach we have the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But on sukkos, wow, we have a whole list of mitzvahs. We got sukkah, we have lulav, we have the mitzvah of arava, we have a mitzvah of nisuch hamayim on sukkos. So the Chachamim is going to say, you know, let's make an analysis, an investigation. Let's decide which one of these three regolim has a superior status. We'll put it on the top of the totem pole. And we'll weigh in on behalf of that particular regol. And the coin will have to be poresh for 7 days before that regol. At the end of the day, we really don't know which of these regolim is superior, but we'll choose one. You know, after going through a rigorous analysis, you know, Pesach has its first class precedence, and Sukkot has its claim to fame, and we'll finally weigh this all, and we'll come to the conclusion, well, we can pinpoint one of the three regolim. So Gemara says, El, you know what, I have another reason why I think this pasuk of Lechaper is referring to Yom HaKippurim rather to the other Karponos and to one of the three Regolim, because Donin Prishas Shiva Liyom Echad Mi Prishas Shiva Liyom Echad. What's very similar about Yom Yomei HaMiluim and that Prisha and the 7 days before Yom HaKippurim is that in both cases, in a sense, they mirror image each other. There's a 7 day preparation period that culminates with 1 day. So that in the case of Yemei HaMiluim, the purpose and the goal of the Prisha was Letzorech Chanukas HaMizbeach. And that day of Chanukah, when they dedicated the Mishkan, was the 8th day. In the case of Yom HaKippurim, clearly 7 days culminating in Yom HaKippurim. But if he ain't done him, it's not similar to Prisha Shiva Letzorech Shiva. There are 7 days of Karbonos on Sukkot. There are 7 days of Karbonos on Pesach. And therefore, you would be preparing the Kohen for 7 days for another 7 days. And that's not similar to our case of Yemei HaMiluim. Yemei HaMiluim is always the paradigm. That's the Melamed from which we learn and derive the conclusion and the Halacha Prisha. And in that sense, we want to find something that's very similar to Yemei HaMiluim. 7 days preparation, culminating with 1 day of the Avodas HaMishkan, of the Karban that the Kohen is bringing on the Mizbeach. And that we have not only in Yemei HaMiluim, but we also have it in the case of Yom HaKippur. But in the case of the Regolim, at least as far as Sukkot and Pesach are concerned, we'll see about Chag HaShavuos a bit later, there's going to be a 7 day period of Prisha that culminates in 7 days of holiday and Karbonos. Now here, I want to share with you a question that is asked by the commentaries, specifically the Gvura Sari. He was one of the outstanding commentaries on Masechta Yuma, and he asks the following question. He says, you know what? The real avoda, the most important avoda of any holiday, is always the first day of the holiday. And therefore, why didn't the Gemara suggest that the reason we require Prisha in the case of a regel is for the first day of Yontif? Like, for example, in Sukkot, there are very unique karbonos that are brought on the first day of Sukkot. Why not assume that the 7 days of Prisha will culminate with the avoda of that first day of Sukkot? And there are many, many more karbonos on the first day of Sukkot than there are on the next day and the third day and so forth and so on. On the first day of Sukkot, they brought 13 cows, 13 bulls, and from then on it went down in number. So the greatest number, the highest volume of karbonos, were the 13 parim that were brought on the first day of Sukkot. So maybe because of that special status of the first day of Sukkot in terms of karbonos, the Torah requires 7 days of preparation, but for one day. And he answers, Kevon sheminyan ha-karbonos shebimilu katan miminyan ha-karbonos shukruvu b'chol yom v'yachag shuv lo nita lomar shetam ha-prishu mishum ribu karbonos. He says the following. If you're going to isolate or single out the first day of Sukkot because it has so many karbonos, you know, the number, the volume of karbonos is so high, you know, 13 karbonos, 13 parim, so then we're not going to be able to compare it to the Yemei HaMilui. And the reason for that is that on each day of the Yemei HaMilui, they brought different karbonos, and the emphasis was not on numbers. You know, we're not impressed by numbers. He says that if you're going to tell me that for Sukkot we need Prisha for the Kohen because of the large volume of karbonos, well, that logic is not going to apply to the Yemei HaMilui. The Yemei HaMilui, there was no large volume of karbonos, and yet the Torah requires Prisha. We see that the requirement of Prisha is not based on the number of karbonos that are being brought. So now the Gemara objects. The Lav Kal V'Chomer Hu. Shouldn't we apply now the logic of a Kal V'Chomer? I'm sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit. Now the Gemara says, V'Ema Shmini Deprisha Shivali Omechad Hu. Now the Gemara says, forget about Sukkot. Let's talk about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is one day of holiday with its own karbonos. And this would be a perfect mirror image of Yemei HaMilui. We had in Yemei HaMilui 7 days of preparation for one day of Karbon. And so too, in the case of Shmini Atzeres, we're going to have 7 days of Prisha, culminating in that one day of Karbonos of Shmini Atzeres. And that's called Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad. Wonderful. This could be the solution, that the Torah is requiring Prisha for the 7 days prior to Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara rejects that. Why? Donin Dover She'ein Bo Kiddusha Lefanav Mi Dover She'ein Bo Kiddusha Lefanav. We're going to equate Yemei HaMiluim with Yom HaKippurim, because in both these cases, there are 7 days of preparation, which are days of Chol. Chol meaning they are not endowed with any sort of sanctity. And they culminate in a special day. But V'ein Donim, we're not going to compare it to the case of Dover She'ein Bo Kiddusha Lefanav, Mi Dover She'ein Bo Kiddusha Lefanav. Miluim, there are no days that are sanctified of the 7 days of Prisha. Same is true for Yom HaKippurim. So from the 3rd of Tishrei until the 10th of Tishrei, there were 7 days of Miluim, and those days were days of Chol, similar to the Yemei HaMilui. However, in the case of Shmini Atzeres, we have 7 days of Kodesh, which are the days of Sukkot, that predate and culminate with Shmini Atzeres. So it's not similar to Yemei HaMilui. So the Gemara says, "V'lav kal v'chomer." On the contrary, you're really making the problem even more severe. Hashta now, davar she'ein kiddusha lefanav by prisha. A day like Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, which culminates in the eighth day, and the 7 days of Prisha are not endowed with Kedusha, and yet the Torah requires Prisha, is Dovah Sheyesh Bo Kedusha Lefanav. If you have 7 days of sanctified holidays, which are the days of Sukkot that predate Shmini Atzeres, Lo Kol Shekein, how much more so that this word Lechaper should require Prisha? Omer Rav Mesharshia, Lo. In other words, we're not going to use the pasuk in the Parsha Miluim as a reference to Shmini Atzeres, even though, again, Shmini Atzeres is very similar in the sense that it's 7 days of preparation for one day. And although logically I would say that how much more so would the Kohen have to prepare if he has a day of Shmini Atzeres that follows or culminates 7 days of Kedusha? But that's not how we work. That's not the modus vivendi, you know, the operational tool over here. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Kasher osa bayom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos lechaper aleichem." Let's emphasize the extra word "kazeh," hazeh. The word hazeh is superfluous, and we don't need it. What is it coming to teach you? Hazeh means kazeh. We need something that's absolutely similar. And what we need is 7 days of chol, days that are not endowed with sanctity, that culminate in one day of Kodesh. And that's not true for Shmini Atzeres. So that although logically you might have concluded that if the Torah required Prisha in the case of Yimei HaMiluim, how much more so in the case of Shmini Atzeres? But the Torah went out of its way to use the word Hazeh, which means Kazeh. It's what we call Gzeiras HaKosev. We don't understand the logic of it, but the Torah is saying that we have to find something that's absolutely similar to Yimei HaMiluim in order to derive the Chiyuv of Prisha. And that is fulfilled in the case of Yom HaKippurim, which has 7 days of Chol leading up to Yom HaKippur, but not in the case of Shmini Atzeres. So now the Gemara asks the following question. V'afilu l'man d'yom HaShmini Atzeres regel b'fnei atzmo hu? There's one man d'yomar in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin, who's of the opinion that Shmini Atzeres is a separate regal. We usually talk about three regalim, but according to this opinion, we have four regalim, because Shmini Atzeres is a regal unto itself. We're going to see in just a minute that we measure this with six different halachas. There are six halachas that indicate that Shmini Atzeres is not the eighth day of Sukkot, but rather it's a holiday unto itself. And therefore, if it's a holiday unto itself, then who cares about the 7 days before Shmini Atzeres that are not endowed with Kedusha? That's really irrelevant to Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says that no, that even if I hold that Shmini Atzeres is a separate independent holiday, nevertheless, it is secondary, so to speak, to Sukkot. And the Gemara is going to try to prove that Shmini Atzeres is Tofel, meaning it's secondary to Sukkot. The Gemara says, Hani Mili, to what extent do we say Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo? That's only a le'inyan vis-a-vis. And here we're going to turn to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Pazar Kashav. So you'll notice that Pazar Kashav has 8 letters to it. And Rashi works out these 8 letters. Each one of these letters is what's called an otrikon, is the first letter of a word. It's like kind of like an abbreviation. And we have 6 different concepts here that make Shmini Atzeres a separate independent holiday. The pei stands, Rashi says, for pious. Pious means the following. They took a lottery and through this lottery, they would decide which kohen in the base Av would be in charge of that particular kohen. And even though during Chag HaSukkos, which was 7 days, they had various kohenim who were doing the avoda, but there was no pious until they got to Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres requires its own pious, its own lottery, as an independent holiday. And that lottery, again, would determine who will bring the Karban Musaf, which is called the Par, that's brought on Shmini Atzeres. Then we get to Zion, and Zion is called Zman, which is the bracha of Shechiyonu. And not only do we recite Shechiyonu on the first night of Sukkot, but we will recite Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres as well. And that's because it's a separate holiday. Every new holiday requires a Birchas HaZman. Then we get to the Reish. The Reish is called Regel, which means that Shmini Atzeres is called a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. And it has its own requirement of, you know, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Jewish people would converge from all parts of the land. And whenever we recite Yalav Yovo or any other tefillah, we're always going to mention that today is Shmini Atzeres. We'll never call it Sukkos. Then we're up to the Kuf. Kuf is a Karban, and that means that the Karbanos of Shmini Atzeres are different than the Karbanos of Sukkos. Then we're up to the Shin, which is called Shir. And you know that the Levium every day would sing a special psalm in the Beis HaMikdash. And on Yom Tovim, on holidays, there were special psalms, special chapters that they would sing. And the song of Shmini Atzeres is different than the song of Chag HaSukkos. And finally, we get up to the Beis. And the Beis is Birchu Es HaMelech, which means the following. That when the Jewish people came on Aliyah to Yerushalayim for Chag HaSukkos, when they got to the last day, which was Shmini Atzeres, they took a bracha from the king. The Melech B'Yisrael, sort of like when he parted with the Jews who had come on Aliyah LeRegel, and now they were going back to their towns, he would bless them. And that's the special blessing of Shmini Atzeres. On Chag HaSukkos, there was no special blessing from the king. So in that context, Shmini Atzeres is independent for 6 different dinim. Aval le'inyan tashlumin. I'm going to prove to you now that Shmini Atzeres is inferior, it's secondary to Sukkos, from the law of Tashlumin. What's the law of Tashlumin? The Torah requires on each one of the regalim that we bring what's called a Karban Chagiga. There's a whole Masechta in Shas that's dedicated to the laws of the Karban Chagiga. And the Karban Chagiga should be brought at the beginning of the regal. But what happens if a person failed to bring the Karban at the beginning of the regal? Let's say he couldn't get transportation to Yerushalayim. Well, let's say he was in a state of Tumah, and he couldn't bring his Karban Chagiga at the beginning. We give him Tashlumin. We give him a makeup date. This is very similar to Pesach Sheni, that if you were Tomei during the 15th of Nisan on the first round, the 14th of Nisan, then we'll give you a second round, a second chance a month later. Here too, there's a second chance to make up for the Karban Chagiga of Sukkos, and that's Shmini Atzeres. Anyone who couldn't bring his Karban Chagiga before Shmini Atzeres would be able to bring it on Shmini Atzeres. And this became a Hashlama, a replacement for the Chagiga of Chag HaSukkos. So Shmini Atzeres is really secondary to Chag HaSukkos. It's like a fallback position as far as the mitzvah of Chagiga is concerned. That Karban could be brought on Shmini Atzeres, but only because it's a makeup for Chag HaSukkos. And therefore it does make sense to assume that Prisha would be a requirement for Shmini Atzeres and not for Sukkos. because Shmini Atzeres is secondary to Sukkah. So if the Torah alleviated the Kohen of responsibility and a mandate of Prisha for Sukkahs, then it wouldn't make any sense that he would be obligated in Prisha for Shmini Atzeres. And how do I know that Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumin, is a makeup date for the Chagiga that wasn't brought on Sukkahs? To Asnan, we learned it in Mishnah in Chagiga. Mishalo Chag, Beyonta Frishon Shal Chag, in other words, he didn't bring his Karma Chagiga on the first day of Sukkahs. Chogeg Vaholech Kol HaRegel Kulo. He's allowed to bring his Karban Chagiga on any of the following days to make up for the first day of Sukkahs. And even Biyontov HaAchron Shal Chag, even on Shmini Atzeres. So we see that Shmini Atzeres, although it's a holiday unto itself, but to some extent it is a makeup, it is a subject, it's subordinate, so to speak, secondary to Sukkahs. And therefore, if there's no requirement to preach of the Kohen for Sukkahs, then how much more so there shouldn't be requirement of Prisha for Shmini Atzeres. Now, I would like to mention a chiddush, an insight of a sefer here that's quoted in the footnote called Zochar LeAvraham, and he writes, he wants to know, why does the Gemara assume that it's more logical to require Prisha on Shmini Atzeres because it has 7 days of Kedusha that come before it, the prior 7 days. He says, logically, I would have said the exact opposite. That Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha Lefanov, and therefore doesn't need Prisha. Why? Kevan Sheyesh Regel Lifnei Shivas Yomim. You know, you've already experienced 7 days of the holiday of Sukkahs. Kol Odom Chayev L'Tayr Atzmo B'Regel. This is a Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah that a person has to purify himself for the Regel. So he's already in a state of purity for the first 7 days. And therefore it doesn't really make sense to require him to do a Prisha for the 8th day, in this case Shmini Atzeres. And he doesn't answer that question. Secondly, I wanted to share with you another insight here based on the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga derives the law of Tashlumin from a pasuk that's in Parshas Emor and applies this to Shmini Atzeres. So again, if he didn't bring his Karma Chagiga during the first 7 days of Sukkahs, he can bring his Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara in Chagiga says that all 7 days culminating in the 8th day are all Tashlumin for the first day. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chiyuv Chagiga is on the first day of Sukkahs and will give him the balance of Sukkahs plus Shmini Atzeres as a makeup. But Rabbi Oshia says that every day of Sukkahs is a replacement, is a backup, is in the on deck, you know, is in the bullpen for the day before. Liyom Shekonim Lo. Our Gemara here, as far as Tashlumin of Shmini Atzeres, says that it's a Tashlumin for Yom Rishon. Right, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avole inyan tashlumin, tashlumin dirishon havi. Which sounds like the Gemara is reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the 8th day, which is Shmini Atzeres, is a replacement for the first day. So he writes, no, that although the Gemara seems to assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Iker Chiyuv of Karban Chagiga is on the first day, and the other days are Tfelim Elov, you could say that even according to Rav Oshia, that holds that every day is the Tashlumin for the day before, he also agrees that the main Chiyuv of Karban Chagiga is on the first day, and all the other days, the balance, the remaining days are Tofel, are secondary. And he derives this from the pasuk v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim, that he should celebrate 7 days. Yochol yechogeg v'holikol shiva. You might think that he has to bring a chagig on every day of the 7 days. Talmud lomar oso. And the singular oso indicates oso atachogeg v'atachogeg kol shiva. That means that there's one day that's the main thrust of the chi of karban, and that's the first day. Nuim kein lomen emar shiva letashlumin. Why lomen emar shiva? So why does the Torah say chagosav oso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim? Shiva letashlumin. So that even Rav Yoshia, in the way he derives his conclusion, admits and accepts the principle that the Iker Chiyuv is on the first day. Now the Gemara is going to ask the following question. We said that when the Torah says Lechaper in the Parsha Miluim, we're going to interpret it and derive from it the Din of Prisha for Yom HaKippur, but not for any other time. And the Gemara had asked, well, maybe Lechaper is coming to teach me, you know, seven days of Prisha before Chag HaSukkos and not before Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says, no, it's better to learn a Prisha of 7 days for one day rather than a Prisha of 7 days for 7 days. So that's called Shivas Yomim L'tzarch Yom Echad, Avodas Yom Echad. So the Gemara asks, V'yema Atzeres, what about Chag HaShavuos? Why not separate the Kohen for 7 days before Chag HaShavuos? Just like you have an equation to be Luim 7 days before the 8th day, and you equate Yom HaKippurim 7 days before Yom Kippur, why not say 7 days before Chag HaTzeres, which is called Chag HaShavuos? The Prisha Shivul Yom Echadu. This would be a perfect mirror image of Yom HaMiluim. On Rabbi Abba, he says it makes more sense to derive an analogy between Miluim and Yom HaKippurim than it is to Chag HaShavuos. Why? Because Donin Par Echad V'Ayel Echad, Par Echad V'Ayel Echad, both Shmini LeMiluim and Yom HaKippurim have a very striking similarity in the Karbonos that are brought on these 2 days. On the 8th day of Miluim, they brought a par echad v'ayil echad. Now, this is derived from Parshas Pinchas. There it says, v'kravtem ola l'ashem reich nichoch par ben bakar echad. And then it says, V'ayil echad, and then they brought what's called the kivsei amiluim. There were 7 days of kvasim. But one thing is for sure, the Torah is requiring a par and an ayil, a cow and a ram. Now let's go back to Yom HaKippurim. On Yom HaKippurim, the Torah commands that in addition to the regular Karbonos Tamidim that are brought on every day, they would be makriv for the Musaf Karbon of Yom HaKippurim, Par Echad V'Ayil Echad. And in addition, Shiva Kvasim. Again, there were many, many other Karbonos. There were Seir Lechatos and so forth and so on, but one thing is absolutely striking, that the Karbonos of Musaf required Par Echad V'Ayil Echad. And in that sense, the Karbonos of Yom HaKippurim are strikingly similar to the Par Echad V'Ayil Echad that are brought on the 8th day of the 8th day of Miluim. And the Torah says the following, that Vayomer el Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatos, Okay, that's similar to a par. The Ayali Ola, Vakrev Lufnei Hashem. So during the 7 days of Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Makriv Par Echad Lechatos, Ushnei Elim, Echad Liola V'Echad Lishlomim. All this is spelled out at the end of Sefer Shmos. But on the 8th day of Miluim, Aaron brought an Egel Ben Boka Lechatos and an Ayal Liola. And those two karbonos are a mirror image of the two karbonos musaf that are brought on Yom HaKippurim, which is par echad v'ayal echad. So that makes Yom HaKippurim strikingly similar to the Me'a Miluim, Lafuki Atzeres, as opposed to Shavuos, where the karbon is shnei elim. You only bring two elim. There's no par. Now, you may know that on Chag HaShavuos, they brought a special korban which is called Shteil Lechem, which was brought from Chitim, and the Shteil Lechem was accompanied by two Elim. And this is all explicit in Parshas Emor, where it says, Mimoshvoseichem Taviu Lechem Tnufa Shtayim, Vikravtem Ala Lechem Shivas kvosim tmimim b'nei shona, par echad ben bokar, v'elim shnayim yu olal Hashem. So we have here on Chag HaShavuos a karban which is called elim shnayim, two elim as a karban ola, which would accompany the Shteil Lechem. And therefore, b'Chag HaShavuos, milvad shnei hatmidim, in addition to the two karbanos tamid, which were brought every day of the year, makriv lemusaf shnei parim v'ayel echa v'shiva kvasim, kulam olos v'soy lechatos, umilvad ha-musaf mevi gam Shteil Lechem, makrivim Shteil Lechem par ushnei elim v'shiva kvasim kulam olos v'soy lechata shnei kvasim lishlomim. So that on Chag HaShavuos you have two elim that are accompanying the Shteil Lechem. So the Gemara says, ha nicha, that makes sense. This answer, Rabbi Abba Limandi Omar, according to Rebbe. Rebbe's of the opinion that the Karban Musaf of Yom HaKippurim was Ayil Echad, was only one Ayil. And therefore it's strikingly similar to the Miluim, where there was one Ayil. And in Shavuos, it was two Elim, as we said before. El Amanti Omar. But the Gemara records another opinion, as we're going to see in a Brice in a minute. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Lozar ben Rabbi Shimon. And he says the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur was Shnei Elim, which is the exact number that was brought on Chag HaShavuos, together with the Shteil Lechem, is Michael and Meimar. Once again, we're stuck. Why do we have an analogy here, a similarity between Miluim and Yom HaKippurim, rather Miluim and Shavuos? It's going to be 7 days to prepare for one day. And the identical Karbonos of Shnei Elim are brought on Yom Kippur and on Chag HaShavuos, because we're going now according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and he holds that on Yom Kippur, they brought not one aisle, but two elim. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. It says in the Torah twice, in two different places, that they brought an aisle for a Korban Sibra on Yom HaKippurim. The first time it says it in Parshas Achremos, in the Parsha of the Avodas Kohen Gadol. A second time, the Torah repeats itself in Parshas Pinchas, in the Korbanos of Musaf. And here we have Machlokas, Rebbe Omer, Ayil Echad Hu. Ha'omer Kan, Hu Ha'omer B'chumash HaPkudim. That whatever it says in Parshas Emor, Ayil Echad Li Ola, referring to Yom HaKippurim, the same Ayil Echad is now being alluded to or referred in the Parsha of Pinchas, in Chumash HaPkudim. Pkudim means Sefer Bamidbar. Where Rebbe Lezer B'Rebbe Shimon Omer, Shnei Elim Hein. That when the Torah, in two different parashios, indicates that the Karban Sibra of Yom Kippur has to be an aisle, these are two different elim. Echad Omer Kan, one is in Emor, V'echad Omer V'chud Shakudim, one is in Pashas Pinchas. So according to Rabbi Elazar of Rav Shimon, on Yom HaKippurim they brought not one aisle, but two aylim. And if that be the case, we're back to our original question, why do you prefer to derive Yom HaKippurim from Miluim, and you leave out Chag HaShavuos, when there's a striking similarity, and we don't see the difference here? There's no adifus, there's no, you know, first sort of superior status to Yom HaKippurim as far as Shavuos is concerned. Both of them have a certain discrepancy in comparison to Yemei HaMiluim. In Yemei HaMiluim they were only makriv one aisle, and according to Rabbi Elazar, Rav Shimon, on both Yom HaKippurim and on Chag HaShmini Atzeres, they brought two aylim. So Gemara answers, Afilu Teima Karevi Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, even if I accept the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that on Yom HaKippurim they brought two aylim to Karbonos, like they did on Shavuos, nevertheless, it's still more logical to derive Prishon Miluim to Yom HaKippurim rather than to Chag HaShavuos. Why? Because Hasam there on Yom HaKippurim, even though they brought two Elim, Chad L'Chovas Hayom V'Chad L'Musafim, one of the two Karbonos, the one that's mentioned in Parshas Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, that aisle is called Chovas Hayom. It's not Musaf. It's not a Karbon Musaf. That is the aisle, that is the carbon that has to be brought on that day. Every holiday has its own carbon. This is the carbon of that holiday. And the second aisle, which is recorded in Parshas Pinchas, that's the carbon Musaf. And that has to do not with the Chovas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim, that has to do with the carbon Musaf on any day that's endowed with sanctity. Lafuki, but in conscious that Tzeres, Travayu Chovas Hayomu Ninu. Both Elim are brought to accompany the Shtel Lechem. The Shtel Lechem was the main feature, the main carbon in the Beis HaMikdash on Chag HaShavuos, and that carbon had to be accompanied by two Elim. Those two Elim are essentially part of the Chovas Hayom, which makes it very dissimilar to Miluim. Because in Miluim, as we said before, there was only one aisle for the Chovas Hayom. On Yom HaKippurim, there was also only one aisle for the Chovas Hayom. The second aisle was not reflective of the unique sanctity and personality of Yom HaKippurim. It was part of the Karbon Musaf. And therefore, we have a more striking similarity between Chag HaShavuos, I'm sorry, between Miluim and Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara now continues with the word Lechaper. The Ema, perhaps we should say, Lechaper is coming to include Rosh Hashanah, the Prisha Shivul Yom Echad Hu. So we're going to have a Prisha of 7 days of Chol, culminating in Rosh Hashanah, which is one day. And this is very similar to Miluim. So it's not like the case of Sukkot, where we said there was, you know, there were 7 days of Sukkot. Here in Rosh Hashanah, there's only one day. And that makes it strikingly similar to Yemei HaMiluim. Om Rabbi Avo, he says that it's more appropriate, a better analogy, to equate Prisha of Miluim with Prisha of Yom HaKippurim than it is to Rosh Hashanah, or to Shavuos for that matter. Why? Because Danin Lapar V'ayil Shalo, Mipar V'ayil Shalo. The Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim had to bring a par and an ayil from his own bank account. As the Torah says in Parshas Achrimos, it says, B'zos Yavo Aron al HaKodesh, B'par B'makor L'chatos V'ayil La'ola, which means that he had to bring the par Lechatos and the ayil Ola from his own pocket. And the same thing is parallel in the case of Par V'ayil Shalo, that Aaron HaKohen had to bring during the Miluim. He had to bring these Karbonus of Parviyal from his own bank account, as it says in Parshas Miluim, Vayomel Aaron, Kach Lecha, Egel Ben Bokor Lechatas V'ayel Yola. And it sounds like he has to take it from his own money. Lafuke and Kanchis, that Tzeres V'Rosh Hashanah, those days are not similar to Miluim, because the Parviyal that were brought on those days, the Tzibur Ninu, they were taken out of the money of the entire community, the community chest. The Trumas HaLishka, that was money collected from the entire Tzibur, and there was no requirement of private ownership on the part of the Kohen. So once again, we have a striking similarity between Yom HaKippurim and Miluim, that in both cases the Parviyal had to be brought from the Kohen Gadol's own money, or what we call Mamona. So the Gemara says, once again, you're getting involved in a machlokes. Ha nicha, that makes sense. Leman di omer, according to Rav Yoshia, who holds that whenever it says in the Torah, kach lecha, like it does in Miluim, vayom Hashem ala Aaron, kach lecha, Egel ben Bokor lechat sayli ola, mishalcha, the word lecha means mishalcha, that you have to purchase the carbon from your own funds. And here we turn to Daf Gimel Amid Beis. And also when it says vasei lecha, for example, in the mitzvah of chatzotzros, the Torah says in balos vasei lecha shtei chatzotzros, mishalcha, which means he had to take it from his own money. So kach lecha means mishalcha, and therefore the korbanos of miluim had to come from mamono shel Aaron. So on Yom HaKippurim, we also find a similar concept, that the power and the aisle have to come from the moment, the private monies of the Kohen Gadol. El Man D'Yomer, according to the Man D'Yomer, who disagrees, and he says, Mishal Tzibur, that whenever the Torah says Kach Lecha, or Asei Lecha, it means it's taken from the community monies, is Ma'ikel Amemar, Par V'Ayel of Miluim would come from Tzibur, and we're not going to be able to therefore rely on the teretz here of Rabbi Avo, that we should prefer learning, deriving it from Yom HaKippur to Miluim, because in both these cases, the power of the aisle are coming from a mono shel Kohen Gadol. That's not true, because we're assuming now, according to that Man D'Yomer, that when it says Kach Lecha or Asei Lecha, it refers to the Shel Tzibur, and therefore the power and the aisle of Miluim were coming from the Shel Tzibur. Now, where do we find this machlokes about how to interpret the words Kach Lecha, Asei Lecha? Desanya, we learned in a braisa, and we're going to start from the sheet of Rav Oshia. He says, Kach Lecha Mishalcha, or Asei Lecha Mishalcha. But if it says, V'yikhu Eilecha, that means Mishal Tzibur. That's the opinion of Rav Oshia. Rav Yonasan Omer, Bein Kach Lecha, Ubein V'yikhu Eilecha, even when it says Kach Lecha, like in the case of V'yikhu Eilecha, Mishal Tzibur. Now the Gemara says, Uma Tamad Lomer Kach Lecha. Lecha is Lashon Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing Moshe Rabbeinu, he's saying Kach Lecha. And the answer is, Kavi Yochol Mishalcha Ani Rotze Yoser Mishalahem. I want your karbonos more than I want the karbonos of Am Yisrael. So when it says Kach Lecha, although it means take the carbon from Shel Tzibur, but it's considered as if it's Lecha, because I really desire, Hashem says, your carbon. And then the Braisa concludes with Abba Hanan, Omar Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Kosovich and Omer, in one Pasuk in Dvarim Yud, it says, V'yasiso Lecha Aaron Eitz. And from the language of V'yasiso Lecha, it seems to indicate the Aaron has to be, the holy ark has to be made from the moment of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kosevech Omer V'yasu Aaron Atzei Shitim, and Vyasu is Mashma, that the Aron comes from Shel Tzibur HaKesed. How do we reconcile this contradiction? And the answer is the Aron has to come from the moment of the Tzibur. Like we saw in Rav Yonasan, the Kach Lecha or Asei Lecha means Mishel Tzibur, Vakan, but here when it says Vyasu Aron, is Mizman Shisrael Osim Ritzon Shel Mokom. The Avod is called on the name of Klal Yisrael because they are now in a period of time in which they fulfill the will of God. V'kan, b'zman she'eino simritzona kamokom, and it's not considered their Avodah al Shemam. In any event, we see clearly that we have a machlokas here between Rav Yoshe and Rav Yonasan in this Braisa. When the Torah says, kach lecha, do we interpret as mishalcha, mishal tzibur? According to Rav Yonasan, kach lecha means mishal tzibur, and therefore the karbonos miluim, well, Mishal Tzibur, and then we don't have the possibility of accepting Rabbi Avo's Teretz back on Daf Gimel and Aleph, that we'd rather derive Yom HaKippurim from Miluim because these Karbonos come Mishal Mamon HaKohen Gadol. So once again, why not interpret Lechaper as referring to the Karbonos of Rosh Hashanah, that the requirement of Prisha for the purpose of Karbonos Rosh Hashanah or for the purpose of Shavuos. And the Gemara answers, Ad kan lo pligi, the machlok shvim Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, ela bekichos di alma, vasios di alma. In other words, what it says, kach lecha, or asei lecha, stam, in any place in the Torah, and that's called kichos di alma. Like, for example, in the parashah of Ketores, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, kach lecha samim. And asios di alma, for example, asei lecha shtei chatzotzos kesef aval hanoch. But these cases, in parashas miluim, in parashas Yom HaKippurim, when it says kach lecha in parashas miluim, and it says ashalo b'karbonos Yom HaKippurim, is perushe kamefaresh. The pasuk itself explains that Mishal Chahu, and it means it has to come from your own. How do you see that? Because b'miluim michtik siv, it says in the parasha miluim vayikra tes v'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber lemor kichu se'iri zim lechatos, and kichu in the plural seems to indicate Mishal Tzibur, and in the previous pasuk it says v'yom Hashem alaron kach lecha Egel ben Bokar lechatos. Lamali, why the change in language from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabim? Shmami Noah, it must be that kach lecha mishal chahu. And something similar we have in Yom HaKippurim, that it should come mishal kohen gadol michtik siv. The pasuk says, bezos yavo aron al hakodesh bepar ben bokar lechatos. V'ayelo lo me'es hadas b'nei Yisrael yikach shnei sirei izim lechatos. So the pasuk says me'es b'nei adas b'nei Yisrael yikach, which clearly indicates that it's taken mishal tzibur. And yet in the very next pasuk it says v'kriv aron es parachatos asher lo. Lomali, how do we reconcile the asher lo with the adas b'nei me'es adas b'nei Yisrael? Shema minoa tahai lo, that the word lo in the pasuk means that the karmen is mishalohu ba. So once again, if Karbonos HaMiluim, the Parch, and also in the Parchatos of Yom HaKippurim, both Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshe agree that it has to come Mishalo. And if everybody would agree to the Teretz of Rabbi Avo that we learned before, that it's better, it's more appropriate to derive Yom HaKippurim from Miluim, because the Karbonos in both of these cases are Boim Mishalo. Okay, I see it's getting late, so we'll stop here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're up to Rav Ashi, which is smack in the middle of the Amud. And Belinetta will pick this up the following week after Yom Kippur. After Tishrei, sorry.